17. Versatile Man. It is perhaps no accident that many of the outstanding figures of the past were exceptionally versatile men. Right up until comparatively recent times, it was possible for an intelligent person to acquaint himself with almost every branch of knowledge. Thus, men of genius like Leonardo da Vinci or Sir Philip Sidney engaged in many careers at once as a matter of course. Da Vinci was so busy with his numerous inventions that he barely found the time to complete his paintings. Sidney, who died in battle when he was only 32 years old, was not only a great soldier, but a brilliant scholar and poet as well. Both these men came very near to fulfilling the Renaissance ideal of the universal man, the man who was proficient at everything. Today, we rarely, if ever, hear that a musician has just invented a new type of submarine. Knowledge has become divided and subdivided into countless, narrowly defined compartments. The specialist is venerated. The versatile person, far from being admired, is more often regarded with suspicion. The modern world is a world of highly skilled experts who have had to devote the greater part of their lives to a very limited field of study in order to compete with their fellows. With this high degree of specialization, the frontiers of knowledge are steadily being pushed back more rapidly than ever before. But this has not been achieved without considerable cost. The scientist, who outside his own particular subject is little more than a moron, is a modern phenomenon, as is the man of letters, who is barely aware of the tremendous strides that have been made in technology. Similarly, specialization has indirectly affected quite ordinary people in every walk of life. Many activities which were once pursued for their own sakes are often given up in despair. They require techniques, the experts tell us, which take a lifetime to master. Why learn to play the piano when you can listen to the world's greatest pianists in your own drawing room? Little by little, we are becoming more and more isolated from each other. It is almost impossible to talk to your neighbor about his job, even if he is engaged in roughly the same work as you are. The Royal Society in Britain includes among its members only the most eminent scientists in the country. Yet it is highly disconcerting to find that even here, as one of its fellows put it, at a lecture only 10% of the members can understand 50% of what is being said. By L. G. Alexander.